Chapter 15, Nancy and the Kangaroo. Bookcase. Bother. Cry. Doll. Ear. Fall. To fall. Full. Hair. Happy. Hey. Hit. Beat. Ice cream. It's. Kangaroo. Let us. Lion. Me. Monkey. Oh. Okay. Pale. Plan. To plan. Pour. Pull. Quietly. Strong. Study. Tail. Tiger. Together. Toy. Us. Water. Wet. What? What is this? What table? When? Wide. Year. Zebra. Zoo. Nancy and the Kangaroo. Robert is a student now. He studies at a college. He studies English. Robert lives at the dorms. He lives next door to Paul's. Robert is in his room now. He takes the telephone and calls his friend David. Hello, David answers the call. Hello, David. It is Robert here. How are you? Robert says. Hello, Robert. I am fine. Thanks. And how are you? David answers. I am fine, too. Thanks. I will go for a walk. What are your plans for today? Robert says. My sister Nancy asks me to take her to the zoo. I will take her there now. Let us go together, David says. Okay. I will go with you. Where will we meet? Robert asks. Let us meet at the bus stop Olympic. And ask Paul to come with us too, David says. Okay, bye, Robert answers. See you, bye, David says. Then Robert goes to Paul's room. Paul is in his room. Hello, Robert says. Oh, hello, Robert. Come in, please, Paul says. Robert comes in. David, his sister, and I will go to the zoo. Will you go together with us? Robert asks. Of course, I will go too, Paul says. Robert and Paul drive to the bus stop Olympic. They see David and his sister Nancy there. David's sister is only 5 years old. She is a little girl, and she is full of energy. She likes animals very much, but Nancy thinks that animals are toys. The animals run away from her because she bothers them very much. She can pull tail or ear, hit with a hand, or with a toy. Nancy has a dog and a cat at home. When Nancy is at home, the dog is under a bed and the cat sits on the bookcase so she cannot get them. Nancy, David, Robert, and Paul come into the zoo. There are many animals in the zoo. Nancy is very happy. She runs to the lion and to the tiger. She hits the zebra with her doll. She pulls the tail of a monkey so strong that all the monkeys run away crying. Then Nancy sees a kangaroo. The kangaroo drinks water from a pail. Nancy smiles and comes to the kangaroo very quietly. And then, "Hey, kangaroo!" Nancy cries and pulls its tail. The kangaroo looks at Nancy with wide-open eyes. It jumps in surprise so that the pail with water flies up and falls on Nancy. Water runs down her hair, her face, and her dress. Nancy is all wet. "You are a bad kangaroo! Bad!" she cries. Some people smile, and some people say, "Poor girl." David takes Nancy home. "You must not bother the animals," David says and gives an ice cream to her. Nancy eats the ice cream. Okay, I will not play with very big and angry animals, Nancy thinks. I will play with little animals only. She is happy again.